Our scripture lesson today and for the next 3 weeks comes from the chapters 17 and 18 of Luke's gospel. Today, the heading of my Bible says, Some Sayings of Jesus, and we want to read the first 10 verses. Next week, we'll pick up with verse 11. So Jesus said to his disciples, Occasions for stumbling are bound to come, but woe to anyone by whom they come. It would be better for you if a millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea than for you to cause one of these little ones to stumble. Be on your guard. If another disciple sins, you must rebuke the offender. And if there is repentance, you must forgive. And if that same person sins against you 7 times a day and turns back to you 7 times and says, I repent, you must forgive. The apostle said to the Lord, Increase our faith. The Lord replied, If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, Be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. For who among you would say to your slave who has come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, Come, here at once and take your place at the table? Would you not rather say to him, Prepare supper for me, put on your apron, and serve me while I eat and while I drink? Later, you may eat and drink. Do you thank the slave for doing what he was commanded to do? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, We are worthless slaves. We've only done what we ought to have done. Friends, this is the word of God for us, the people of God, choir, for you too. The word of God, thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Gracious God, open up the scripture to us today that we might understand a little better what faith is all about. We pray for a blessing. We pray that you would speak. I pray that you'd speak either through me or in spite of me. And may these words be your words. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The parable of the mustard seed is a favorite of many. In getting ready for today, I came across what one pastor said. He said, it's the biggest little parable that Jesus ever gave us. The biggest little parable that Jesus ever gave us. Do any of you remember that there was a time and a season where we used to have necklaces and we wore a little mustard seed around on a chain? Did anybody ever do that? Yeah? Well, if you'd like to resurrect that practice, guess what? You can buy a mustard seed necklace on Amazon. Imagine that. If you want the cheap version, it's $5.59. If you want to splurge, the bestseller is $23.79 to wear a little mustard seed around your neck. By the way, years ago, you remember the name J.C. Penney, the retailer? Years ago, if you would write to him personally, he would personally send you a mustard seed necklace. Don't try it, though. He's been dead more than 50 years. Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted, be planted in the sea, and it will obey you. In Luke's telling of us, we need to look at what comes right before that lesson. If you look at it, we heard how Jesus said, if you cause a little one to stumble, it'd be better if you put a millstone around your neck and threw yourself and drowned in the sea. And then he says about forgiveness. And he says, if someone sins against you 7 times in a single day, 7 times, choir, and they come back 7 times in the single day and ask for repentance, that you are to forgive them. And we say, Jesus, 7 times in a single day? That's a lot, isn't it? And so the disciples say, Lord, increase our faith. Perhaps they put it this way. We need a class on this. We need some training on this. We need some more teaching on this. What we have is not enough. Increase our faith. Luke, of course, is not the only one who gives us this parable. Matthew does as well. In his version, it's not a mulberry tree that is uprooted and thrown into the sea. It is a mountain that is moved. So this afternoon, with all of us who have faith, let's go move some of the Ozarks around, right? In Matthew's version, the disciples have been sent out two by two, and they come back, and they have failed miserably. They haven't been able to do what they thought that they could do. And so they were having what I'd like to diagnose. I'm not a doctor. I respect doctors. But I think they had something called little faith syndrome. Little faith syndrome. And so they said, increase our faith. We need more. Their assumption is that you can measure faith so much so that you can accumulate it like grain in a silo or money in a checking account. And get this here. Problem is that faith is not sold in bulk. You can't buy it at Sam's Club. You can't go to Costco. Now, come on, that's a pretty good line. I worked on that all week. Sam's Club, right? Faith does not work like that, says Jesus. A little faith is all that you need. Faith comes in very small portions, as tiny as a mustard seed. It's all you need. And what is faith? Well, the 11th chapter of Hebrews gives it this way. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So it's what you hope for, but you can't see. That is faith, and it can only be experienced, and it is trusting God with all that we have and all that we're facing. Now, most of us are like the disciples in our lesson for today. We think that we need more faith when just a little bit is plenty. When I graduated from seminary, I went to serve my first church down in L.A., Lower Arkansas, little community called Harmony Grove. I served two-point charge there. You may have heard me talk about Harmony Grove and Lakeside. Preached at one at 9 and the other at 11. There was a family in our church there, the Garner family, who were related to the Odell family. And Linda and Susie taught together over across the street at the elementary school in kindergarten. Was it kindergarten? It's kindergarten. Linda was a mentor to Susie, and Linda was a woman of great faith. It was passed down to her by her mother, a praying woman. If you want needed something and you want to be prayed for, go to Wanda. She would pray. So Linda's dad had died of cancer. Heart disease ran through her family. Her oldest son, Trent, had two brothers, twins. One died right after he was born, and Troy was born blind. And then Linda came and told us that she had cancer, breast cancer. She asked, could we have a special service? Could we have a healing service? I want to invite who I want to invite to be here on this night. And I said, absolutely. And so we all prayed for Linda, and we prayed for everyone there, and we anointed each other with oil. Maybe you've been to a service, a healing service before. And when it was just me and Linda, and I think Susie was there too, Linda said something I'll never forget. She said, you never know how much faith you have until you need it. You never know how much faith you have until you need it. She needed it, and it was there for her. The Apostle Paul wrote in to the Corinthians in a chapter that we've come to call the love chapter. He said, now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And we know how that ends, how the greatest of these is love. But Paul is clear, faith lives inside us, hope lives inside of us, and love is inside of us too. They live deeply in us. Now about that mustard seed, I am told it is the smallest of all the seeds. Those who heard Jesus use that illustration might have scratched their heads and said, "What? A mustard seed? That's not very big." But it does grow into a large bush, right? And what's it used for? Birds of the air put their nests in it and shade for the day. But if it were in your yard, you might cut it down. It's a nuisance of a tree. It's what someone once told me. But don't miss the point of the parable. Something tiny becomes great. Are y'all with me today? In 1987, Mike Hayes enrolled as a freshman at the University of Illinois. He determined that it was going to cost him $28,000 to get a four-year degree. Boy, I would love to just pay $28,000 for a four-year degree. He was his fourth child in his family, and money was tight, and so he came up with a plan to pay for his college education. Are you ready? He contacted Bob Green at the Chicago Tribune, who had a syndicated column all across the country, and he said, "Would you ask people to send me one penny for my college education? I figure if I can get 2.8 million people to send me a penny, it'll pay for my entire education." Well, Bob did it. Bob did it. And people from all over the world sent Mike Hayes a penny. 2.9 million people sent him a penny. So he paid for his education and gave a scholarship with what was left. Can you imagine that? It cost 22 times as much in that day to send the penny than give the penny. And I did a little research this week. Did you know they're not making pennies anymore? What? Someone said it costs 3 cents to make a penny. So they're not doing it. My point is, it's the smallest of a currency. If you just send me a penny, he paid for his college education that way. Something small that became something great. Consider Jesus and his message. I mean, Jesus wasn't born in royalty. He was born in a manger in Bethlehem. The son of earthly son of a carpenter. We know he had a heavenly father, right? When he was 30, he called 12 people to follow him around, and he taught them, and he went from place to place offering teachings and healings. He told 43 stories that we call parables. This is one of the 43. He told stories about lost coins and wheats and weeds and fig trees and lost children and seeds and sowers and soils and fields and talents. All those things from a very small beginning. Last I checked, Christianity was still growing strong. Amen? From the tiniest of beginnings in a manger in Bethlehem. And third shift shepherds came to celebrate it. Now, if the church isn't finished growing, guess what? You aren't either. This is one of four sermons in a series we're calling Deeper Faith. My hope for this sermon is that you will realize that you have faith planted deep inside of you. You don't need to accumulate it. You just know it's there, and it's there when you need it. And let me say this, you have to use your faith from time to time. Our Bibles are filled with stories of people who stepped out in faith, like Abel and Enoch and Noah and Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and Moses and Gideon and Samson and David and the prophets, just to name a few. The disciples say, "Increase our faith." And as your pastor, I'm saying, you got all the faith you need, but you got to use it. You got to use your faith from time to time. I'm wondering, Are any of you still praying at 11:02 with me? I hope so. If you're not, sign back up for that. Start doing that. I want to add something to it. I want to ask you, every day, choir, y'all with me? Every day for the next 30 days, I want you to read a short passage of Scripture. Not a chapter, not a gospel, just a short passage of Scripture. You could read it at 11:03 every day, or 11:01 every day, or maybe before you go to bed at night, or before you make your coffee in the morning. Every day, by email, I get a verse from Caleb. You can sign up for that. And it's a great little passage of Scripture. 30 days, starting tomorrow, ending on November the 5th. Will you do it? Will you do it? Here's what I think. If you're praying every day and you're in the Scripture every day, you're going to grow. Your faith is going to grow. And my guess is if you do it for 30 days, it'll become a holy habit and you'll do it every day from then on. Is that too much to ask? We have Upper Room Devotional, guys, right outside the office. They have a Scripture every day. I cannot wait to see all of you on November the 6th, which is a Sunday, to see how much your faith has grown. Listen, I look forward to the results. Faith, even the size of a mustard seed, is more than you will ever need. Faith, you have it. Don't be afraid to use it.